We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA. It's so funny that y'all had those fake yo yo yos because you hear it fade out at the end and be like, yo. But yes, what's up, everybody? It's Angela Yee. That was Charlamagne Tha God. DJ Envy, I think today is his last day off. By the way, who comes back to work on a Friday? I think that's the worst idea. Come back to work for one day on a Friday. You might as well have just taken the whole week off. But Envy will be back tomorrow. Charlamagne is probably on his way. From my understanding, I'm in Atlanta, but from my understanding, it is raining really hard in New York. So maybe he's having some issues driving and getting to work. But yes, I'm out here working on this documentary, and I'll have more details about that next week, but long night. I was filming until late, came back. I did watch the game last night when I got back to my room. It was like the third quarter. So I watched that and went to sleep. So we'll be talking about that this morning. And I do want to say that people could be really nice. I know a lot of times we hear bad news and we hear about all these terrible people in the world. But yesterday I was flying. I landed. And I had a lot of luggage to carry. I got this equipment to do this morning show. I got this huge suitcase because I've been on the road. I'm not getting back home until Sunday. I got to go one more place. By the way, I also don't have my ID, okay? I left my ID at home. So I've been having to get to places, get to the airport, check my bags in without ID. Fortunately, I have Clear. And if you guys have the opportunity, if you travel and you want to get Clear, it let you get through security without having your ID. And it's a shorter line. You can just use your eyes or your fingerprint. I know people have conspiracy theories. Oh, I'm going to use my fingerprint, whatever, whatever. But it's been working really well for me with no ID. Anyway, I landed and I was struggling because when you get to Atlanta, you have to go get your ride share, your Uber, your Lyft or whatever. And it's a really long walk. And so I'm carrying this heavy bag with my equipment. I'm rolling my huge suitcase. I got a backpack. I got all kinds of things. I got a purse. And this guy, I just want to shout out to him, was like, hey, do you need some help with that? And he took the long walk over to where the ride share was to make sure that he helped me out. And I thought that was just the nicest thing, because when I tell y'all I was struggling, I kept having to stop, put my stuff down, like, I don't think this is going to work. So, you know, shout out to him for helping me out this morning. But now let's get to front page news, which is coming up next. And today we are going to be talking about Joe Biden. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. We'll tell you what he had to say. A lot of this has to do with gun reform. We'll tell you what happened in the House of Representatives, but what probably won't pass the Senate. When we come back, front page news, it's The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today. Disgusting day it is here in the tri-state area. Lots and lots and lots of rain. But it's time for front page news. Yee, what we got this morning?
Well, Joe Biden was on Jimmy Kimmel last... Oh, you should talk about the game first. I watched the game last night.
Yeah, that's why I was late this morning, man. Let me tell y'all something about the NBA. The NBA really needs to think about those of us who were born in the seventh decade of the 1900s, because those games come on way too late. All right, 9 o'clock, game wasn't over till midnight. All right, then you want to sit up a little bit after the game and watch a little bit of the post interviews and stuff. It's just like, no. Think about people that got to go to work and go to school in the morning, man. Let's start the game about an hour earlier, but the Warriors lost, long story short.
How's Steph Curry? I saw something with his ankle.
I don't know what the injury was. I tried to stick around last night to see what the injury was, but I don't know what it was. But they don't play again till Friday, so he should be okay.
All right. Well, that's tomorrow.
No, they don't play again till... They play tomorrow?
Tomorrow's
Damn,
Friday.
Damn, the day is Thursday. Lord have mercy. Yeah, they play tomorrow.
Like, Friday's not for five
days.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, they play tomorrow.
All right. Well, Joe Biden was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and... This is his first in-person late-night appearance. And one thing, of course, that they kicked things off with talking about gun control. Here is what Joe Biden had to say.
Why haven't we done anything about this?
Well, I think a lot of it's intimidation by the NRA. And look, this is not your father's Republican Party. This is a MAGA party, a very different Republican Party. And so you find people who are worried, I believe, that if they vote for rational gun policy, they're going to be primaried, and they're going to lose in a hard right Republican primary. You know, I get in trouble for saying this, but I've always had a straight relationship with the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell. You know, he's a guy that when he says something, he means it. I disagree with a lot of what he says, but he means it.
Joe Biden is delusional if he thinks this is our father's Republican Party. This is our father's Republican Party, our grandfather's Republican Party. This is just the same old white supremacy that's been existing since he's been having lunch with segregationists. What is he talking about?
All right. In addition to that, he was talking about executive orders. You know, a lot of people are like, why doesn't he just issue an executive order? Because Donald Trump was doing it nonstop. Here's what he had to say.
Can't you issue an executive order? Trump passed those out like Halloween candy.
Yes, sir. I have issued executive orders within the power of the presidency to be able to deal with these, everything having to do with guns, gun ownership, whether or not you have to have a waiting, all the things that are within my power. But what I don't want to do, and I'm not being facetious, I don't want to emulate Trump's abuse of the Constitution and constitutional authority. If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
No. I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you got to send them to jail.
If you do the same thing that they do, you will actually protect democracy, because the things that you will be implementing will be there to protect democracy. The things that they're implementing are what's actually going to ultimately kill democracy.
All right. In addition to that, speaking of killing democracy, he also talked about Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrats who seem to be Republicans.
What do you say to Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema? What do you say to them when you get them on the telephone?
Well, What I say to them is, and by the way, they agree on a lot of these proposals relating to everything from choice all the way to...
I would hope so.
Well, yeah, yeah. I know. But it's not like they are there 80% of the time. The place that they're not there is Joe's not there on a lot of the things having to do with the climate and the environment, because he comes from cold country and he has a different view. Kristen is not always there in terms of the tax policies. We're the strongest economy, and that's allowed us at least to stay on top of and a little bit ahead of what's happening around the world.
Lord have mercy. Republicans in seven. Jesus Christ.
All right, now.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Midterms right around the corner. Republicans in seven, man. My God.
And then also, inflation is a hot topic right now. Clearly, here's what he said about that.
Inflation is the bane of our existence. Inflation is mostly in food and in gasoline at the pump. My dad used to say every family is a little bit of breathing room. If you take and look at all the costs that a family has on a monthly basis, it also includes health care, prescription drugs, child care, all those things. What I'm proposing we get, and I think we can get it done, I'm proposing that we, in fact, reduce the cost of those things. When I ran, I said, I want to build a new economy. No more trickle down from the bottom up and the middle out, because when the middle does well, everybody does well.
And that came on after the game?
Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
There's no way that was live. I refuse to believe that Joe Biden, who was born in at least the second decade of the 1900s, stayed up that late to do that interview.
Well, do they normally do the interviews live, or does it normally...
I don't know. It's called Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't know. I thought they did.
Maybe. Well, our interviews appear to be live, too, but...
We don't call them Breakfast Club Live, though. But salute to him if he stayed up that late. But they are on the West Coast, though. That's still
late.
Well,
that is your front page news.
Yeah. All right. It's time for Get It Off Your Chest. If you want to call us up, tell us why you're blessed. If you want to vent, if you want to, you know, give us some good news, you can do all of that. The floor is yours. 1-800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yo, what's up, King?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? Man. What's happening?
I'm doing all right. I just want to talk to you about the gun situation. You said people shouldn't have AR-15.
Well, automatic rifles.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm pro gun, but I'm also pro gun control. So I don't think there's any reason for a civilian to have some type of machine gun or automatic rifle or something that can shoot 20 rounds in, you know, 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're right about that, but. You got to think about it. Like the guy that did a shoot, I want to know where he got all that money to get guns from. He was 18 and no job.
Oh, I don't know.
Because think about it. The guns that he costs, the AR-15, it costs about around $1,200. Then he had a DD. That's $2,700. Mm-hmm. .556 bullets is $1 per bullet. He had 1,600 rounds. That's $1,600. He has, 16 clips? That's $1,000. Plus the pistol he had, that's like $600.
Dang. Maybe his parents bought it. Maybe his parents bought it for him.
Yeah, but if his parents bought it for him, they should be accountable for what they brought for him.
I agree with that. I did see something yesterday where there was this lawmaker who wanted to, in order to curb gun sales, he wanted to put like 1,000% tax on semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah, but you think about everybody who brought one already.
Well, I don't have one, but I understand what you're saying, sir.
Yeah, but see, I'm from North Carolina. We different out here. Well, you should know, you're from South Carolina.
You damn right. That's why I'm pro-gun. But I still don't believe nobody should have no damn military-style weapon, no semi-automatic firearm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just, that's your opinion.
You have a military-style weapon? What you got?
Yeah, I got an AR-15.
Oh, okay. What you need it for?
Why do you need that?
Most of the time, I go hunt with mine. Like, if I want to go, like, deer hunting, I want to go like bear hunt. We need some high power rifles to kill close to the meat.
Now hold on. Do you have one of them? Do you have a semi-automatic AR-15, or you have one of them one shot AR-15?
Like a one shot.
Oh, that's different. I'm talking about the military style weapons, man. Semi-automatic firearms, machine guns.
I can put 5 clips in mine. I can put 5 rounds because I don't buy the 30 round clips. What I need it for.
Got you. Yeah, I'm gonna stop saying AR-15s. I'm gonna start saying semi-automatic firearms, military-style weapons, because I didn't. Yeah. I just realized yesterday when the guy called in about the AR-15. What do you say?
Yeah, but a lot of them weapons, when you buy them, you have to have a blue tax stamp, which is $200 that goes to the ATF to have to do a background.
Oh, okay. Catch your question. What's your point? What are you saying this morning? What are you trying to get across? I just want to be clear.
Well, basically, I just want to say that if everybody want to take all the guns away from us, because that's what it seems like is going to come around sooner or later. Does the Constitution say we have the right to bear arms? And if the government want to take over us, that's our right to stand up?
My brother, I'm with you.
I don't think people want to take away guns. They're just talking about having some type of gun control so everybody can't get one, and that there's some regulations as far as screenings for people to get guns, training, and things like that.
I think that's perfectly fair. I'm pro-gun, brother. I got a lot of handguns, but, you know, I don't have no military-style weapons, no semi-automatic firearms.
Okay. I feel y'all comfortable.
That's all, brother. I don't need a machine gun.
Okay. But can I give my wife a shout out?
Sure.
Yeah, today our anniversary.
Oh, man,
well,
congratulations.
Happy anniversary. Say her name.
Yeah, we've been to Kendra Rhodey Mathis. That's how she go by.
How long y'all been together?
Well, damn.
We've been together for 15 years and been married for 5.
Man, congratulations, King. I love you. I love y'all love.
Happy anniversary.
I appreciate that, man.
All right, brother. All right. Well, this is the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. That's Get It Off Your Chest. If you want to call in and vent, tell us why you're blessed. If you want to, you know, share some good news with us, the floor is yours. It's The Breakfast Club. Call us.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace, King. Get it off your chest.
What's up, Charlamagne? How you doing, brother?
Blessed, now, black, and highly favored.
That's what's up, man. I'm just calling because I'm feeling blessed to just wake up another morning, have the opportunity to provide for my family. And I just wish for the world to get better right now. You know, mental health is a real thing. Seems like the world is losing their mind nowadays. You know, just praying for the best.
Man, that's all we can do, man. Sending healing energy to the world. I promise you, every day at 11:11, that's, you know, when I make my wish, that's one of my wishes. I literally do be on my knees praying for the same thing. It used to sound so corny when people used to be like, yo, let's pray for world peace. But now it's like, yeah, you praying for world peace. Yeah, I'm praying for people to have a peace of mind. Like, I'm praying for people's peace to be protected, including mine. It's just nuts, man. Appreciate you, though, man. Brother.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all have a good one.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Charlamagne. This is Tabitha. How you doing?
Peace, Tabitha. Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just want to say how blessed I am. When I first moved to Atlanta, I was homeless for 3 months. I dig down in myself. I found my wife, bought me a beautiful home. And currently right now, I just got my master's degree. So I am highly favored, blessed.
Oh, congratulations.
Where'd you move from?
From Florida.
And what is your why? I like that. What's your why?
My why was I had to figure out who I was, and I needed to find out how bad I wanted it. And my why was I wanted to show my children no matter how bad things are, you still can be somebody.
Oh, I love it, Queen.
My children is my why.
I love it, Queen. Well, I'm sending you positive energy, love, and light, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Good morning. Get it off your chest. Who's this?
It's Mike.
What up, Mike?
What's going on?
How you, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. Somebody got to tell me, young man, why these gymnasts are suing the FBI for $1 billion. That's totally excessive. For what? The man who perpetrated the crime is in jail. The people who mishandled the case at first were disciplined and fired. Why do they need $1 billion? I don't understand this. This is totally a money grab that we, the American taxpayers, are going to eventually have to pay. I don't understand this.
You're talking about the case of the gymnast against the what's the guy's name who was abusing them?
Larry Nassar.
Larry Nassar.
It's 90 women and girls. They've submitted these different claims. And these women's lives have been changed forever, okay? And a lot of times when you sue for a certain amount of money, that doesn't mean that's what you're going to get, by the way. But citizens can't file lawsuits against branches of the federal government. And, I mean, listen, they knew he was a danger to children. These things are reported over years and years and years, and it's like they allowed this to continue. So imagine how much these women, their lives will never be the same. How can you put a price on that?
Actually, Actually, it was 14 months between when the FBI was notified. It was only 14 months.
Well, how many women were abused in those 14 months, though?
But it wasn't the FBI. It wasn't the FBI that did it. It was the USA Gymnastics, all those people who mishandled everything.
Well, the FBI did have the complaints. They had the complaints since it was first reported in September of 2015, and they did not act until September of 2016. So they did have those reports. They didn't even interview the gymnasts who wanted to talk about it. They didn't even interview them.
Yes.
So you're saying that these women don't, what do they deserve to you? There's a certain amount that they deserve?
And the people who did that, the guy was fired and the other one was forced to retire, his supervisor. It was handled.
You think they should only be able to, they shouldn't be able to sue at all? Those people got fired, Larry Nassar is in jail, it's over.
Yes.
Listen, I haven't read up on the case enough, but I'm not going to ever tell someone they can't sue the FBI. The FBI are
especially
big boys and girls. They can handle
it. They're allowed to do that. That is it's called the Federal Tort Claims Act. So you're allowed to file a lawsuit against individuals or branches of the federal government. They have every right to do that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the people who are handling their case are way smarter than me. So if they're suing the FBI for $1 billion, there's a reason. And they know what their reasons are. So
And by the way, there's no amount of money that you could pay anybody that they can say, wow, that was worth it. I got abused. It was worth it.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's Get It Off Your Chest. We do that every morning, 1-800-585-1051. If you want to call us and vent and tell us why you're blessed, give us some good news, you can do all of that. Now, we got Rumor Report coming up.
Yes, and we are going to be talking about R. Kelly, 25 years. We'll tell you what prosecutors are hoping will happen.
Lord, have mercy. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't nobody sent me no headphones yet. Y'all don't love me.
Would you just buy some headphones?
Huh? Huh?
You need to just buy some headphones now.
Huh? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee.
Send you some headphones.
I am. DJ Envy is off today. It's time for the Rumor Report. Let's talk Robert Kelly.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, federal prosecutors have recommended a 25-plus year sentence for R. Kelly. This was filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn yesterday. And he has been found guilty on all 9 counts in his federal racketeering and sex trafficking case. If you guys recall, that 6-week trial included testimony from 50 witnesses, some who claimed they were mistreated and sexually abused by R. Kelly. According to prosecutors, they believe that he used his status to abuse and exploit underage victims throughout his career. And they said he showed a callous disregard for the very real effects that his crimes had on his victims and has shown no remorse for any of his conduct.
And that's only one case, right?
That's right. And they believe that he would commit more crimes if he received anything less than a 25-year prison sentence. And he also has another federal trial this summer in Chicago. And that's where he'll face charges of obstruction of justice and possession of child pornography.
Damn. Well, 9 times out of 10, R. Kelly is probably going to die in jail.
His attorney was arguing that he should get 14 to 17 and a half years in prison. And he does plan to appeal the 2021 conviction. But his sentencing right now is scheduled for June 29th.
I wonder if there's, when you look at like the case with the gymnasts and how they're suing the FBI, do you think anybody would ever like sue the record labels?
I don't know if this, I guess he was signed to the same label all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how that would work. If they knew about it and were covering things up and had been informed, they can show that the labels knew.
Mm-hmm. Or releasing the music that, kind of correlated with the crimes.
But if they didn't know, they wouldn't know that the music had to
do
with
the
crimes.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
All right, now, Kevin Hart's series Heart to Heart is returning with season 2 on Peacock on Thursday, July 14th. New 1-hour episodes are going to drop every week, and appearances this season, are from Jay-Z, Pete Davidson, Chris Rock, and more. Here is a trailer.
I'm Kevin Hart, back with a talk show that's so nice we had to do it twice. The biggest celebrities are uncorked and less filtered than ever, with the best hosts, me, just in case you didn't know who I was talking about. Watch an all-new season of Heart to Heart, only on Peacock.
He's got some great guests. I'm really looking forward to seeing him and Jay-Z. Why? Because of Jay-Z's sense of humor. And I think in that interview, you'll see a lot of it. That's my prediction.
Right. Tracee Ellis Ross, Tyler Perry, Mark Wahlberg, Mike Tyson, they'll all be on this season. All right. Now, T-Pain has revealed that he makes more money playing video games than he has from music in the last 4 years. He was on Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast, and here's what he said.
Mine is mostly video games. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wait, you're making like money off?
I'm making more money off of video games than I've made in the last 4 years. What? No, just playing them.
Wait, Twitch, you're making streaming money playing video
playing
games?
Playing video games, absolutely.
So that's like playing them on Twitch?
Yeah.
So from your Twitch stream, mm-hmm. you're getting more revenue than from music?
Yeah.
What the f***?
Yeah. What? How is that possible?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to know more. I would like to know the how. He didn't explain the how.
You know, there's a lot. He said Twitch keeps throwing him money, and he said he's terrible at video games too, by the way, in the interview. So he just doesn't understand it, I guess. He said there's definitely good players that make a ton of money, but he said the entertainment comes from somebody like him being trash at it. He said he thinks that's just more valuable and more entertaining. And I know there's artists out there who are doing really well. I know T. Grizzly, he does well playing video games and making money that way too.
I would like to know if personally T-Pain makes more money, but I would like to know how much his music actually has generated over the last 4 years. Because I'm sure his music has made money. It's probably the label making it. I just want to know. I want to know how much his music generated. Does the video games generate more money than just his overall music, period? I doubt that.
Well, yeah, just the last 4 years, he said. So, all right, now, Lou Will, he has talked about the whole situation. Remember with he was supposed to be in the bubble, but he went home for a funeral and ended up going to Magic City, and then he took a picture with Jack Harlow. That picture went viral, and then he got a 10-day quarantine when he went back to the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's telling his side of the story. He was on the Knuckleheads podcast, and here's what he said.
The truth of it is I came home to go to a funeral. I left the wake. The wake was like two blocks from Magic. See Jack, like, what's up? Take the picture. Don't think nothing of it. My agent called me. He's like, yo, we might have a situation. I'm like, about what? So I go to Instagram, and it's a blog, and they're showing Jack's screenshot. So Jack posts a picture, and then he took it down, and then he said, chill, guys, this was an old picture. Yeah. But I had the bubble mask on. Jack tried to cover for me. It went crazy, and it went viral because he was viral.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they gave me 10 days quarantine.
Man, drop on the Clues Bonds with Jack Harlow.
Good job.
I like Jack more and more every day. He's really an ally. Man, salute to Jack Harlow, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Why didn't you believe that white man when he said it was an old picture, even with the mask on? I don't care. It's a white man. They should believe Jack.
Because it wasn't. No.
Oh, all right, we got the front page news coming up next year.
You know, today, the House Select Committee is holding public televised hearings, and that is for the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol. So we'll give you details on how you can watch these hearings.
Okay, it's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Take control of a safer home with Kidde's new smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features. A smart alarm that provides continuous 10-year detection of smoke and carbon monoxide and real-time notifications through Kidde Home Safe and the Kidde app. Shop now exclusively at the Home Depot.
I'm quoting somebody, people. Okay, I've never seen $1 billion in my life. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. It's time for front page news. What we got, Yee?
All right, well, the primetime January 6th hearings will be available to watch on TV and online. And that is actually today. The first hearing starts at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And the second will be held Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So there may be as many as 8 days of hearings before the month ends and more in September. So you can watch all of them, by the way. And the hearing will include testimony from Nick Quested, who's a documentary filmmaker who was following the Proud Boys as the Capitol was attacked. And Caroline Edwards, who was a Capitol Police officer who was injured. So you'll get to see interviews with Trump White House staffers. They'll also play videos of interviews with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Some previously unseen footage from the attack on the Capitol and all of that.
Mm. I mean, there has to be consequences and repercussions from the January 6th riots, you know, especially the Congress people, the members of Congress who, you know, aided and abetted a lot of that situation. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you can watch that on ABC. They'll be leading coverage at 8 p.m. tonight. CBS Evening News, they'll lead the network's primetime coverage tonight also. NBC, Fox News, C-SPAN, CNN. CNN will anchor the network's special coverage from D.C. starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. And so they'll have analysis from multiple different people as well. So you guys make sure you watch that. You can also live stream the hearings and you can watch it on PBS. It's everywhere. But it is important that you pay attention to this.
So they're making a real spectacle of this thing, huh? As they should.
They're actually giving it a lot more coverage than the average hearings, clearly. They want to make sure that people understand what happened, see this footage you've never seen before. Some people try to downplay what happened at the Capitol, like it was a small minor incident, but it definitely was not.
You have to make an example out of these people, man. It was an attempted coup of this country. People literally get killed for that in other countries, no questions asked. So you have to make an example out of these people, because if you don't, there's going to be copycats in the future. Once somebody gets away with something like that, you think they're not going to keep pushing it to see how far they can go?
All right, so tonight at 8 p.m., and airlines have canceled hundreds of flights before summer travel season. That's because of a pilot shortage. There's staffing shortages. Leading the trend, Southwest Airlines has cut nearly 20,000 flights. So their goal is to hire 10,000 new workers this year. So there's, like I said, a shortage of pilots, shortage of workers. Things have been pretty bad. So if you guys have any type of airline travel plan for this summer, just make sure that you are constantly checking. Those flight prices are no joke right now either. Now, Delta said they're canceling 100 daily flights from July 1st through August 7th in the U.S. and Latin America. Now, pilots unions like the Airline Pilots Association dispute that there is a shortage. They said the data shows that there is nearly 8,000 new commercial pilots that have received certificates in the last 12 months. They say that the service cuts are instead being used as a pretext to boost profit margins by cutting training and safety requirements.
Yeah, how do you all of a sudden have a shortage of pilots? I understand why you can, you know, all of a sudden have a shortage of cantaloupes or something in the grocery store, but how do you have, all of a sudden have a shortage of pilots? What happened to the pilots that's been around? Like, Tano snap them away? Like, and you just mentioned all the new pilots, but what about all the pilots that have been here? Like, what happened?
And, you know, they said most pilots with commercial licenses are not able to fly for mainstream carriers. So it can take up to 5 years and cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to train people to fly jets for even regional carriers. So these are all things I never anticipated.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the only person that finds this strange. Like, just all of a sudden there's a shortage of pilots. Like, they're talking about pilots like pilots aren't humans. Like, they aren't people. Like, they're something that, you know, the supply chain is keeping us from having. Like, it's they're humans that have been here. Why is there a shortage of pilots all of a sudden? Mm-hmm. It's more planes than pilots now?
Well, that is your front page news.
That is strange. Okay. Well,
and the prices are no joke right now, man. I've never seen flights this expensive.
But that's because of gas, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and they also said people are getting COVID. They're, like we said, there's less flights out. They're canceling all these flights ahead of time. It's a lot of reasons, but yeah, all of that.
Man.
All right.
All right. What are we doing now, Yee? I've been hearing about this topic that they want to discuss from the interview that Speedy did with The Game. Salute to my man Speedy.
Right, I heard you guys talking about it in the studio. So I believe it has something to do with dating somebody that your friend or sibling dated.
Because I guess what?
Is that right?
The Game used to kick it with Kim, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And then something, yes, let's, matter of fact, let's listen to a Game and Speedy.
Do you remember the first time Kanye acknowledged the fact that you guys had dated the same person in Kim?
Everybody that you date, if you go outside and meet a girl today, she has a history. She dated somebody. Facts. If I seen you with like a girl I used to date, the next time I seen you, I'd be like, yo, Speedy, she like it from the side. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, because I want to make sure that it's good, that you last in there. You know what I'm saying? My brother could date a girl that I used to be with, and I would be just fine with it.
Oh. I mean, he's true. It is true. Everybody does have a history, but my brother could date a girl that he used to be with, and he'd be fine with it.
And he would tell him what she likes.
Well, you got to define used to be with. You know what I'm saying? If it was just some, you know, woman you was
y'all kicked
smashing,
it a little bit,
of course you wouldn't
if
care.
You dated, right?
Yeah, if y'all was in a serious relationship and then she went got into a serious relationship with your brother, I don't think you would like that.
I will say this, though. I wouldn't even want to date somebody that one of my friends even lightly kicked it with. It would feel weird to me still.
I totally understand. Especially
if I was really close to somebody and I know y'all messed around, I wouldn't even look at that person like a potential.
Yeah, especially if
But you, I know things happen, you know.
Yeah, I mean, things do happen, but it'd be hard to take somebody serious if your boy was just smutting them out. You know what I'm saying? If that was just your boy's jump off of something, and then all of a sudden you taking her serious, or vice versa, I think that would be kind of strange. That would be kind of... The ego is too fragile to deal with that, is what I'm basically saying. But let's talk about it. 1-800-585-1051. Could you date somebody that used to date one of your friends, or, you know, date a sibling of yours? We'll discuss. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today. And today we're discussing, could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash? When I say homies, I mean brother, sister, cousin, friend. You know that person, you know, that you was close to was airing that ass out. Could you date the person that was getting aired out? All right? This topic comes from Speedy's conversation with The Game. Salute to my guy, Speedy. Can we hear a clip of it, please?
Do you remember the first time Kanye acknowledged the fact that you guys had dated the same person in Kim?
Everybody that you date, if you go outside and meet a girl today, she has a history. She dated somebody. Facts. If I seen you with like a girl I used to date, it, the next time I seen you, I'd be like, yo, Speedy, she like it from the side. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, because I want to make sure that it's good, that you last in there. You know what I'm saying? My brother could date a girl that I used to be with, and I would be just fine with it.
Now, Yee, what do you think? Could you date, be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash?
It depends on how close I am with the person. In general, if one of my friends used to date you, you're off limits. And that's just how I look at it. Now, that's not to say that things don't happen in real life. And sometimes, maybe years later, maybe if it wasn't that serious, it's never happened to me. So I would prefer not to. Let's just say that and leave it there.
What Yee just said is key. You know what I'm saying? The game is right. Everybody does have a history. You can't help who you grow in love with, but the ego is very fragile. And so when you ask, could I sleep with someone one of my friends used to sleep with? Sure. Could I be in a serious relationship with that person? Really just depends how close I am with the homie. That's the key, all right? There's levels to homies. You talking brothers, sisters, cousins? That's going to be difficult. But just someone you went to school with or lived around, that's whatever, because it's not like they're going to be at the wedding. It's not like they're going to be coming over to the house in the future, okay? So, yes, it's possible.
And the thing is, if you do it, don't be sneaking around and not say nothing to your friend. Like, if it does happen to you, I think that's even worse. When you do it, you sneak around behind somebody's back, and then they find out from someone other than you.
And furthermore, I would never tell a guy, you know what I'm saying, that she likes to get hit from the side. I don't got nothing to do with that anymore. That's all you. If a man is talking about you like that to another man, you just a pass around. Okay?
That's disrespectful.
You a joint. All right? They're just passing you around, taking puffs. All right, let's go to the call. Who's this on the line?
Destiny.
Hey, Destiny. How are you, queen?
Good. How are you?
Blessed, black, and highly favored. Now, could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash?
So, mine is kind of different, though. Like, I'm dating my sister's ex-boyfriend.
Wow, you are evil.
Wow.
No. I asked first, and she said it was okay, because they never had sex or anything.
Okay, they never had sex. So.
Yeah, they never did any of those things. It was just kind of like a talking situation, but I really liked him. And I asked her, like, maybe, like, 4 years later, and she was like, yeah, sure. You know, we never really kicked it off. Like, maybe he'll be better for you. And we've been dating for 2.5 years now.
Oh, wow. How long did they date? How long did him and your sister date?
They only dated for, like, 6 months.
Oh, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. And they never did nothing sexual whatsoever.
Besides kissing and going out to, like, bars and stuff, but that's about it.
Oh, that ain't nothing, man. That's a you got a slightly used boyfriend. That's all, slightly. Like, ain't no miles on that car.
Yeah. So me and my sister, we hang out every single day. Like, we talk every day. Like, that's my best friend. So, like, we don't have any problems or any issues with the situation. But she has also had a child by my ex-boyfriend. But
what?
Whoa.
Yeah, you got to lead. First of all, you got to lead with that. Okay, because when you lead with that, then all of this makes more sense.
Okay, so
guys,
I
don't know,
for about 2-3 years, and I don't really like him too much, but he was a boyfriend. She ended up dating him literally like a month after I did, but she didn't ask. So we had to make rules at that point because she didn't ask. So she started dating him, but then she ended up getting pregnant by him and having my nephew, my first nephew.
How old were y'all at this time?
What in the
21, 22?
Was his penis good? Did you ever talk to your sister about his penis and the size and was it good or things like that?
It was good.
And that's why she had to try something. Because you want to tell your sister about how good that penis was, but she should have kept a G with you and just been like, I want to hit too. That's what she should have did.
She should have, but she ended up dating him, but then she left him because he's a gambler and he like will gamble his whole check away. So we don't got time for broke dudes. We don't, no.
Man, drop on the clues bombs for that boyfriend though, because he the man. Yo. He's sitting around at family reunions looking at both of y'all like, ha!
Family functions is awkward.
I can imagine.
I got to ask you this now. Did you and your sister ever get angry at each other about any of this? Or was it always
the
okay?
The only time me and my sister have gotten angry at each other over a guy was my ex-husband.
What happened? She slept with your ex-husband too?
She was trying to.
Okay, this is dysfunctional.
Yeah, I got to stop telling my daughters to share everything. I be telling my two youngest daughters to share everything. I be like, everything in this house belongs to y'all. Y'all going to grow up sharing everything. I got to stop telling that. That's where this is coming from.
You guys need some family therapy.
We do. So, like, what happened was she was like, because he wasn't my husband at the time. He was just my boyfriend at the time. And then he was like, she was like hitting on him, but she was saying some like sexual things I cannot say on here to him. And I picked up a rod, like a fishing rod, and started beating her up. And then, like, I ended up marrying him like 4 years later. And then, like, I ended up getting divorced like 2 years later.
Can I guess two things real quick? Are you from Florida? You from Florida?
No, I'm from Charlotte.
Okay, North Carolina. But you're white, though.
I'm biracial.
You're biracial. You're white.
Yeah, I'm white.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Your sister is white as well, right?
We're both biracial. She's my only, like, blood sister.
You're white. All right. All right, thank you. I just wanted to ask.
Trust your man around each other, okay? Yes. That's all I have to say.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, have a great day, young lady. I regret calling her queen now. I called her queen in the beginning. Shouldn't have. I think I misjudged that one.
That felt like too much.
No. Oh, all right. Okay.
Let's change the topic.
All right. The question is, could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league.
Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. This morning, we are discussing, could you... Oh, and DJ Envy. Envy's not here today, though. We're discussing, could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash? This comes from our guy Speedy's conversation with the game. Let's hear a clip of it.
Do you remember the first time Kanye acknowledged the fact that you guys had dated the same person in Kim?
Everybody that you date, if you go outside and meet a girl today, she has a history. She dated somebody. Facts. If I seen you with like a girl I used to date, the next time I seen you, I'd be like, yo, Speedy, she like it from the side. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, because I want to make sure that it's good, that you last in there. You know what I'm saying? My brother could date a girl that I used to be with, and I would be just fine with it.
All right, could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash? Yee says depends how close she is with the homie. I agree
but
with
I would
that.
Rather not. I said I would much rather not. That's something I would avoid by all means.
I think though that's good advice. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angie.
Hey Angie, how are you?
Oh my Lord. I'm good. How are y'all?
Blessed, black, and highly favored. Now, you know what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash?
I'm engaged to a dude my sister dated.
What is up with y'all? I'm not even joking when I say I got to stop telling my daughters to share everything. How old is your sister?
Charlamagne, listen. This is when she was like 15, dude was like 16, 17. I wasn't even in the picture. They were seeing other people. They were just hanging out. And he got convicted of a crime that he did not commit. He served so far 24 years time on accountability just because he was there at the gas station, though he tried to stop. He tried to stop his cousin from robbing it, and he turned the gun on him, too. Long story short, this man that he is today is not even who he was then. I have held him down all these years, me. And I fell for him just a few years ago, and I'm engaged. We're going to do the thing. We're still fighting to get him out. She's had no contact with him, and it's nothing against her. But come on. Y'all were kids.
I understand.
It's not something.
Totally understand.
You know
she was, yeah, y'all was teenagers. I get it. I'm sure she's not even tripping. She's probably looking at you like, why the hell you want to be engaged to this guy that's in jail?
Well, is she tripping?
She stopped talking to me.
Really?
My two elder sisters stopped talking to me. They turned on me. She cursed me out. She, yeah. And I'm like, really? You couldn't even send dude a letter. But now you upset?
How long they been together? I mean, how long he been locked up?
24 years.
Oh, so how long is he doing?
Double capital murder.
I want better for you, Queen. But that ain't that's. Gosh. I want better for you, but you know that's not my business. I'm not judging.
If you knew, I don't even have time to tell you. By the way, this is a shout out to Kim Kardashian. We need some help up in here. She ain't answering my DMs. But anyway,
do you miss your family?
She's not answering my DMs. What'd you
do
say?
I miss my family?
I mean, since they're not talking to
no,
you.
No, we're back on terms now, but she acts like it's a sore spot. But I just don't understand where all of this is coming from. Well, you didn't give a darn for 24 years.
Well, you do got to have a little bit of understanding. It's probably more about you than about him.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think if we were to talk to your two sisters, they would be like, I ain't tripping off that dude. I just think she's silly as hell for doing, the bid with him. Like, they engaged now and he's not ever coming home. That's probably what they think you crazy about.
I'd be crazy because I know that God put us together and I believe he'll be out. I'm not going to worry about it.
God just told me. I'm going to tell you something. God just told me to leave him out of this. Okay, God said he has nothing to do with this. No, he did. He did. I promise you. I just got the word. I don't know if it's, I just got the word. He said, leave him out of this. Okay, he's sending all those requests to his spam folder. Whoa, that was a word.
You suck.
What? What? Wow. I was just told.
Charlamagne, you already have me yelling at the radio talking about shut your mouth. I'm going to tell you right now. Shut your mouth, Charlamagne.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you have
okay.
a blessed day.
There you go.
Okay. Good morning. Who is this? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. It's LaVarn. My name is LaVarn. I want to say good morning to you, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. I'm on the Breakfast Club.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. So I'm calling about the topic. I couldn't date somebody, you know, who my friend dated. This was never appealing to me. But I did have a homeboy when I was, you know, we was friends throughout middle school, high school. I got with this girl in high school. We ended up getting an apartment together and everything. It got bad with me and her, so I ended up leaving. Like, I just left the apartment I was paying for. He was staying with us at the time, and they ended up getting married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wild, though, because he seen everything I went through with her, so it was kind of weird. And I was okay with it because I'm the type of person, once I leave somebody, I don't care who they get with after that. He ended up getting with her and went through everything that I went through with her. And I told him, I'm like, yo, if you want to do that, go ahead and do it. But they ended up getting divorced after like 2 years, domestic violence, everything. I'm like, you saw what I went through with her. Why would you want to do the same thing, you know?
Did that impact you and your homie's relationship at all?
You know, the crazy thing is that, like even after I found out they was like, you know, talking, you know, I was still like reaching out to them like, yo, it's all right. You know, I talked to them a few times like, yo, bro, it's cool. Like, I'm not with her no more. I don't care who she with after that. The fact that, you know, he would be like, all right, it's cool. And then he would just disappear, you know. And, you know, I guess, you know, he felt some type of way about it. You know, and I talked to her like a few years after they divorced. He was like, yeah, he was like, she told me that. He basically, like, felt some type of way about it, so he didn't feel comfortable talking to me. And I'm like, but I always told him that it was cool.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, brother. Damn. Could you be in a relationship with someone one of the homies used to smash? It seems like the answer is a resounding yes.
It's yes.
From Breakfast Club listeners. My God. All right.
Guess it happens every day.
Our listeners are a tad bit slow, though. Just not all of y'all. Just some of y'all, but you
don't
know.
Don't say that.
I mean, you know, we probably attract what we are. All of us a little bit slow too. Okay. All right. Yeah, we got Room Report coming up.
Young Miami. Let's talk about her new series that's going to be on Revolt. Carisha, please. And we'll talk about her first guest.
Man, she had Diddy under pressure. The P stood for pressure in P. Diddy, what I saw yesterday.
Charlamagne, speaking of being a little slow, I was trying to tease her first guest and then you just gave it away.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. But Envy is off today. He hasn't been here this week, I don't believe. But it's time for the Rumor Report. Let's talk Young Miami.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Young Miami is going to be hosting a new series called Carisha, Please. It's a talk show featuring sit-downs with some of Rap's biggest talents, and the debut episode is actually today at 5 p.m. Eastern. Diddy will be joining Young Miami, a.k.a. Carisha. I know she don't like being called Carisha, but calling the show Carisha Please means everybody's going to walk up to her and call her Carisha for real.
Maybe she's on it now.
Here's what that trailer sounds like.
So you ready to get in the smoke?
Yeah, get
to the smoke. So when you woke up and we were shrinking, what it was about?
I mean, it just...
So what we is? What you like about me? Like, why you with a city girl?
Yeah, hold on.
It ain't no hold on. Do you like making love a Chinese food or American? Are you a cheater? You can't think. You gotta just say it.
Wow. What?
I'm not laughing.
When she said cheetah, she meant like cheetah, right? Like cheating, not like the animal, right?
Yeah, she meant a cheater. Yes.
Did they keep the part? I ain't hear the part where she said, what we is? That wasn't it. All I know is Young Miami had Diddy like under pressure. Hey, what you like about me?
I didn't hear him answer nothing.
Hey, man, just Diddy, that, but... just letting you know, Young Miami might be too much for you. I'm sure it's fun, but you have to keep in mind, you were born in the sixth decade of the 1900s. Don't catch a stroke or something trying to keep up with that young gal now, okay? I bet Diddy doing all types of cardio he never did before. Running, mad, push-ups, swimming, just to keep up.
Well, Diddy did release a statement. He said, Revolt is about giving a platform to the most authentic and disruptive voices in hip-hop that move the culture. Young Miami is not only a superstar artist, she's also unapologetically herself and brings a perspective women around the world can relate to, which is why I'm excited to bring her podcast to life.
Yes, she is. I cannot wait to watch that. I'll listen to it later. So it's a podcast.
All right. Yeah, but it's like a TV show, too. So it's across both platforms.
Okay.
All right. Now, Dwayne Wade recently did a sit down, and he spoke about the increasing number of laws banning transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports. It was at the Time 100 Summit earlier this week. And here's what he had to say about his own daughter, Zaya.
And if you're not experiencing this, if you're not living this, and you're just out there signing away and making laws, that's not right. That's a joke. Like, come and live a day in my world with my daughter. Come and see how it is to walk through this world as her. We losing our humane, like we losing the human side of us. As blessed as my daughter is to have parents who can support her, I'm still afraid every moment she leaves our house. And not just because of gun violence, but because of the way that people perceive her. Why are we not educating our kids? Why are we not educating ourselves? You can't close the book on what somebody want and how they feel they are. We're not going to close the book on anyone being gay, bisexual, transgender. It doesn't. We can't close the book on that. And that's like, I just don't understand. I personally don't understand, Poppy.
I mean, as a parent, I understand him. I co-sign his parental paranoia. Like, yeah, you always worry about your children, you know, when they leave the house. As a father of a four black young women, yeah, I worry. So I can imagine how he feels. But what that got to do with women's sports and transgenders playing women's sports? Maybe I need to hear the whole thing in context.
That are being passed. And so he's just basically expressing himself about his daughter, Zaya Wade, with all these anti-trans laws. And that's just all kinds of transgender laws being banning transgender people from competing in women's sports to other things as well, all kinds of legislation. And the truth is, you're not going to stop people from feeling how they feel, from being who they are. So why not educate yourself? I totally agree with that.
That's true. We shouldn't lump all those things together because there's nuance to everything. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, anti-trans laws that I absolutely would ride with the trans community on. But if you just because you feel like trans women shouldn't play women's sports, that don't mean that you are dismissing all the, you know, are you agree with all the other anti-trans laws?
Well, yeah, I don't think he was saying that, but they're just saying there's a lot of things happening when it comes to legislation. So, of course, he worries about his own daughter.
Absolutely.
In general.
As he should. He's a father.
All right. Now, Jennifer Lopez, her halftime documentary opened the Tribeca Film Festival. And from what I'm reading, they're saying this is a really good one. So they talked about her co-headlining with Shakira in 2020. Some people were wondering, why did she need anybody else to join her to do that? And in this documentary, you can see everything that was happening behind the scenes. And so you can tell that she was a little annoyed about that happening to happen. And her longtime manager, Benny Medina, said it was an insult to think that you needed two Latinas to do the job that one artist historically has done. And so you can see them on Zoom together, Shakira and J-Lo, trying to make the best of not so super situation. But there was a little bit of friction at rehearsals and everything. So That is one of the documentaries that opened up the Tribeca Film Festival halftime. It also reveals that J-Lo fought with the owner that with the NFL over using children in cages to send a political message about former President Donald Trump putting migrant children into detention camps. And Benny Medina said the NFL had a real concern about making a statement about immigration. So they asked her to remove the cages the day before the Super Bowl, and she didn't back down and said, we're not changing the show.
Interesting. Did J-Lo and Shakira have a song together? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it is weird that they would have co-headliners. I don't know how often that's happened.
Well, I mean, I felt that way about, like, you know, this year's Super Bowl, but I was like, you know what? It made sense. Like,
it was Dr. Dre, he curated it.
Yeah, so it made sense. Mm. Interesting.
People always have special guests.
Yep.
All right, well, that is your rumor reports. And coming up next, we got Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Oh, my God. There's a young man in Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Robert Mitchell. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. I'm just going to say some donkey of the day sell themselves. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that. We'll talk about
it
after the hour.
Donkey of the Day, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. You have a lot on your mind. BetterHelp makes it easy to find a licensed therapist suited to your needs. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/The Breakfast Club.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Charlamagne, say that.
a shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes! The Breakfast Club, bitch!
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, June 9th, goes to Robert Mitchell. Robert Mitchell is a young man from Memphis, Tennessee. Salute to Memphis and everyone that listens to us on K97. Drop on the Clues Bombs for 97.1. Big Sue the Boss, good morning to you. What's happening? This young man, Robert Mitchell, is getting the credit he deserves for being stupid this morning because he is a car thief. Now, there's a lot of car thieves out there in this country, but most car thieves steal your car and then they know where to take your car so they can get some money for it. Some of these kids just steal expensive cars nowadays so they can smoke weed, drink lean in it, and post it on the gram. Okay, it's a strange world we are in, but the scariest part of our society is the sense of entitlement that a lot of people in this generation have. We live in a world where everyone thinks they have some type of license or dominion over you, okay, and over your space and over what you do and your property. It's strange, right? The lack of boundaries that exist nowadays, which is why I'm pro-gun, but I'm also pro-gun control. Debate that amongst yourselves. If you don't know what I mean by that, it ain't for you. But this little boundary breaker, Robert Mitchell, stole a 2012 Infiniti on May 23rd from the Indigo Hotel in Memphis. Now, once again, when a car is stolen, okay, especially here in New Jersey and New York, people know where to take that car to get something for it. Okay, it's probably a bunch of stolen cars right now in a shipping container at a port in New York or New Jersey. But Robert had other ideas. Okay, Robert had other ideas in Memphis. Maybe it's different in Memphis. Maybe Robert don't know, don't show, or simply don't care about where the cars he steals go. Or maybe this is his hustle. Because I don't think you would have tried what Robert tried if it didn't work before. Well, what did Robert Mitchell try, Uncle Charlotte? Brother Leonard, are you going to tell us? Well, after he stole this in 2012 Infiniti in Memphis, you want to know what happened? Let's go to Fox 13 News for the report, please.
A man is in jail after police say he stole a car, then tried to sell it back to the victim.
Niggas.
This happened May 23rd at the Indigo Hotel off B.B. King Boulevard. Police say Robert Mitchell stole a G37 Infiniti and then called the victim saying, well, they could get the car back for $3,000. That person agreed on the location, and then police met the suspect there. He left the scene, but they later caught up with him. Mitchell is now facing theft of property charges and extortion as well.
This man, Robin Mitchell, stole a woman's car, then had someone contact the woman and told her she could have her car returned for $3,000. Then she asked for proof that he actually had her car, set up a time and place to buy it back, and when he pulled up, so did the police, to lock his stupid ass up, okay? This is why Jesus not coming back. Why would he? Earth is a failed experiment. It's so many other planets out here in all these various solar systems with actual intelligent life. Humans have to stop saying they are the most intelligent life on this planet. I know it's some dolphins who are smarter than this dude, Robert Mitchell. Okay, listen, Robert, you're lucky it was just the police. All right, what if she had a few people waiting on you when you pulled up and they blew your brains out for a 2012 Infiniti? Okay, instead of being arrested and charged with auto theft and extortion, you could be dead. Okay, because we live in a world where people don't really, number one, think they're doing anything wrong. Number two, don't think it's consequences to their actions. And three, constantly get rewarded for bad behavior. That's what all of this is. Okay, that's what we have here. Okay, for you to steal my car and then have someone call me to tell me you stole my car and then have the audacity, the niggified gall to try to charge me to get it back and then really pull up with it? Like it's nothing? Like, you just expected to get rewarded for your bad behavior? Like, some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Robert Mitchell the biggest hee-haw. Stop praying for this society, man. Yeah. What did you say?
Yeah, that wasn't very well thought out.
There was no thought put into it whatsoever, okay? And God just gave me a download. He said he's sending all prayers to his spam folder until 2023. So he don't got time for his earthlings anymore. He's focused on that big super earth out there. Okay?
All right. Well, okay. Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day. Mm-hmm. And coming up next, we have Ask Ye. If you have questions, if you need any advice, help with anything, it could be about starting your business. It could be about your existing business, about relationships, about whether or not you should sleep with your friend's husband. all of those things. You can call us up, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Good morning. It's Ask Ye. What's up, Logan?
Good morning, Angela Yee. Top of the morning. How you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. I've been better. I'm black in America. I'm calling to ask, what do you do when you're trying to diligently and intentionally pursue a passion or a dream, and you're doing the logistics, you're doing the stuff you should be doing, but everything is just increasing and getting more and more expensive, and it's making it more and more difficult to pursue that passion or dream.
Well, I need you to be more specific. Tell me what's going on.
I'm a host and an all-around performer, and I'm pursuing that every day, and I'm really, really good at it. But, like, day-to-day, like, life, work, no matter how much I work and save, it seems like as much as I save, things get 10 times more expensive. So I'm just trying to look for a little inkling on how to navigate that.
All right. Do you have anybody that works with you to help you get things done? Do you have an assistant?
Yes. Yeah.
Or manager?
That's been happening. I got all of that. It's okay. Hard out here for
us. And so are they helpful to you at all? Because I think sometimes you have to figure out what your strategy is, right? Like, what kind of things are you hosting?
I do everything from parties to mitzvahs to weddings to brunches, all of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you do your own events?
Yes, I do my own events.
To make money?
Well. Yes, ma'am.
And so you are making money, but you're investing all that money back into your business.
I am. And it's just...
You know, that is part of being an...
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that is part of being an entrepreneur and being an independent contractor, is a lot of times the money you make is going back into your business until you get past a certain point. And I will say sometimes it takes years for that to happen. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, gas is $15.39.
Yes, it is.
Funny, but
where do you live?
I'm dying. I live in South Florida.
Okay, so there's not any, yeah. Well, listen, when you're traveling, it's not just you. So it's a group of y'all driving. You just have to be really smart and diligent about how you do things. Hopefully the price of gas is going to go down soon. But I will say,
y'all
at least you're making enough money
at
to...
the radio station? Y'all hiring at the radio station?
So you're basically looking for a job.
I want more. I need a boost. I need to be put in a position for a boost. That's what I'm looking for.
You don't need to be put into a position. You need to go and find that position for yourself.
Get me together, Yee. You're absolutely right about that.
You're not waiting for something to happen to you.
I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that sometimes you can't wait for things to happen. You really have to pursue it. And doing what you do is definitely like a 24/7 full-time job of you being available, you being accessible, making it look like, you know, no matter what the struggles are behind the scenes, you got to show up and show out all the time as a host.
Yeah, and I do that. My knees hurt, but I'm gonna keep doing that.
And in the meantime, you have to look for those opportunities. And that means you have to make sure you're in the right places, you're talking to the right people. You're saying, okay, are you hiring at the radio station? If that's something that you really want to pursue.
I also gotta shoot my shot though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and put your information out there right now so anybody that is listening might say, I would love to hire that guy for my wedding. Your social media pages doesn't show all the work that you can do.
I appreciate it. I actually talked to you when you had your podcast, the State Farm podcast you had with Fran and Tatiana. You gave me some different advice then, but this is helpful as well. So my name is T.Renaissance_ on Instagram. I am a professional lip sync performer, and I'm also a host, a coast-to-coast host. Book me. Fly me out. I promise you it'll be worth it. Check out my page. Look at my stuff. See what y'all want to do. If not, I'll just go... get a job at like State Farm or something and chill out for a little bit.
Oh, stop it. All right. Well, I'm going to look at your page too because I want to see what your page looks like because, you know, people need to see the work that you do.
Yeah, you give me some advice. I appreciate that. Thank you so much and have an intentional day.
Ooh. All right, you too.
I like that. That's a nice intentional.
Have an intentional day.
Yeah, that's an intentional affirmation or whatever. I don't know if that's
cool. A good host right there.
Yeah, have an intentional day.
Well, it's Ask Ye, 800-585-1051 is the number. Call me up right now, and I got you. We'll help get you together on The Breakfast Club.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Ye.
Good morning. It's Ask Ye. Who's this?
This is Milani. Good morning, Yee. Good morning, Uncle Sharla.
Peace. How are you, Queen?
Good morning, Milani.
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Blessed, black, and highly
not
favored.
Not bad, not bad.
Good, good. Well, Yee, got a question for you. I've been interested in Airbnbs, and I was looking to see, like, what would be the first step to, like, get it started? Everybody's kind of starting all over, but I just kind of want a 1, 2, 3 kind of plan.
Okay, that's interesting that you say that right now, because, you know, I just bought a property for an Airbnb, really just closed on it not even a month ago. So that's something that I've been researching, too, and I had actually posted about it. And if you look on Redfin, they have a whole entire how-to, like, guide on how you can do all the different things that you need to do to make sure that you're a great host for an Airbnb. Where's your Airbnb? Where are you looking to get one?
I'm looking in the Orlando area, Orlando, Florida.
Okay, that makes sense because Disney World is there. Families go there all the time, right?
Right.
Do you live in Orlando?
I do.
Okay, so you can be really hands-on. I think that's a positive thing. But if I were you, unless this is your full-time thing, I would get somebody who can manage the property and also make sure that you have a list of contracted people, like maybe a family wants to get a chef to come in. Maybe they want to get massages. They want to have different experiences so that people have access to all of those things that you can give as an added bonus. One thing somebody told me, too, for the cleaning service fee, because you have to have a great cleaning service, right, is to make sure that you could tack on a little extra for that. So that covers like some of the other bills that you're going to have monthly. So if your cleaning service fee is $200, but the cleaning is $125, you know, that extra $7 can go to help pay for other things like bills that happen throughout the house. But there's definitely on Airbnb, there are some tips for how to get started. So if you even look on Airbnb.com, they have a whole thing on how to be a super host and how to be successful on Airbnb. So make sure you do those things. They have different classes and they can show you how to do that. They have people who have done it and you can learn the basics of hosting. It's a free class that you can sign up for.
Okay, awesome. I love the sound of that. Thank you so much, Yee.
All right, no problem. Listen, everything you do, you got to take it as seriously as possible. You can't just think, I'm going to get a property Airbnb and rent it out. It's a lot more to it than that, as I myself am learning. You know, I have to get somebody to maintain the property, to mow the lawn, to take out all those things that I'm not going to do and not be there to do. So it's just important to have a good team of people who are working with you as you are hosting at an Airbnb. All right. Well, was Ask Yee, and good luck. And make sure you let us know your property. I want to see it. I'm actually going to Orlando this weekend. All right. Well, thank you so much for Ask Yee. Now, next up, we do have the rumor report.
What are you talking about, Angela Yee?
All right. Well, 21 Savage sat down on My Expert Opinion with Math Hoffa and will tell you what he had to say about Meek Mill helping him get released from ICE custody.
Okay. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela
Yee. What was
Yee.
That?
DJ Envy. I just got to do mouth warming exercises. You know, when you're about to use your mouth, you got you know what I mean? Make sure your lips and your tongue and everything working right. Joey, don't you walk in here making no faces. Joey, walking him. Do I need to pause that? I guess I got to pause that. I don't know. Okay. It's time for Rumor Report. We're talking Gabrielle Union.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right. Well, Gabrielle Union posted on her Instagram yesterday about dealing with PTSD for 30 years. She said, as a rape survivor, I battled PTSD for 30 years. Living with anxiety and panic attacks all these years has never been easy. There's times the anxiety is so bad it shrinks my life. Leaving the house or making a left-hand turn at an uncontrolled light can fill me with terror. Anxiety can turn my anticipation about a party or a fun event I've been excited about attending, the Met Ball, into pure agony. When we tell you what we are experiencing, please believe us the first time we mention it. No, it's not like being nervous, and everyone experiences and deals with anxiety differently, and that's okay. I don't need you to try to benefit me. I share this as I hope everyone living with anxiety knows they aren't alone or being extra.
Yeah, I mean, and more people suffer from it than they know, because all it is you know, difficulty recovering after, you know, experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event.
All right, now, HBO has acquired 38 at the Garden. It's a documentary about Jeremy Lin and his historic New York Knicks spree in 2012. Remember Linsanity?
I do.
Yeah, so that actually is at the Tribeca Film Festival. It played over the weekend. And they said they were talking about this fan craze. A lot of it had to do with his identity as an Asian American athlete. And I will tell you, my Chinese side of the family was very excited. I have a jersey that someone got me as well from that time period. They have a conversation featuring Lin as moderated by Hassan about the perception of Asian Americans in sports and racism in America. So he was an undrafted point guard who graduated from Harvard, and he shocked fans and stunned his teammates and galvanized Asians around the world with a string of inspired performances. And, you know, so
how long was it? Was it 3 weeks? How long was it? That's why it's called 38. 38 games? How long was it?
Because
it was
a 38-point scoring. It was a 38-point scoring outing that was referenced in that title.
Because his reign on the top was shorter than Leprechaun's. It wasn't a long reign at all.
Like, it definitely was not a long reign.
No, not at all. What happened? You think somebody put roots on him or something so he could like be like the best player in the league for a few weeks and then the roots wore off or something?
I don't know what happened.
What? I would like to know.
I guess we'll find out.
You're right. You know what? Yeah. That's why they're doing the doc. I would really like to know.
That's what I'm saying. This is going to be really good.
What happened? How did the fall off happen? Maybe everybody figured him out. That's what I think happened. I think, you know, when he first came, people didn't know he was that good, so he was able to sneak up on some people. But once they figured him out, he was easy to stop. But, yes, I'm going to be watching the documentary.
Linsanity, baby. All right. Now let's talk about 21 Savage. Now, he recently did a sit down with Math Hoffa, my expert opinion, where he discussed getting financial advice from Jay-Z.
We ain't really had no like financial conversation.
What's the top
like,
three he spends?
He just was like, chef, I went and got a chef.
Okay.
A doctor, I went and got a doctor.
And he said doctor.
A lawyer. I already had a lawyer at the time. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, said, chef, lawyer. I start my team off with the lawyer.
He was telling me about art too. I started investing in art.
Who in the background said, why a doctor? If that's not the most niggified response, why a doctor? Did I hear that right?
Well, listen,
Heineken,
Jay-Z,
I know that wasn't you,
different...
Heineken. Who that said, why
it
a doctor?
Probably was. It definitely sounds on brand
like
Heineken.
Why a doctor? Lord have mercy.
All right, well, here's what he had to say about Jay-Z having different doctors.
He got a different level of doctor, though.
Like living in the crib? Like,
nah, not living, but bro, they'll come give you surgery at your house type shit.
See,
he's a f-ing billionaire, bro.
Yeah, I respect it.
He's a billionaire.
He's living like a real mob boss.
He's a billionaire.
That's real.
Chill, no mob talk.
Oh, when
you
caught your...
You don't have to be a billionaire to have a private doctor, though.
Yeah, it's expensive though.
Oh no, definitely. I mean, hospital bills are expensive. Period. Like, you know, medical visits, all of that. But you don't have to be a billionaire to be have a private doctor.
Does insurance cover that?
I don't know. I don't have one. I don't know.
All right. He also talked about Meek Mill helping him during his detainment with ICE.
I heard that Hove played a big role in, and that was when you was experienced when you got the deportation situation going. How did that work out? Why did you get deported?
And I ain't get deported.
Well,
I just got detained.
Detained.
Right, and they detained me because they said I had a felony conviction, but I didn't have. The felony conviction got dismissed, and I called Meek while I was in jail. Told Meek like, bro, I just got locked up. Woo-woo-woo-woo. And he called Jay-Z, and Jay-Z put a lawyer on my case.
Got you out of there.
Yeah, he played a role in getting me out of there. Yeah, for sure.
Honorable, dropping the clues bombs for Meek Mill and Hove. That's who Sir Carter from Brooklyn is, though, and always has been. Some people don't, you know, they don't care about receiving credit for the things they do for others. They just do them because that's who they are. So when you call to serve, you're not worried about who sees you serve. You just serve. And you wonder why a person like that seems to have a lifetime of blessings. Well, there's your answer. Because he always shows up like that for people. Historically.
All right, well. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. And speaking of showing up, Envy hasn't showed up all week, but he does have a People's Choice mix for you guys.
I don't see how.
He came in, did the mix, and left.
clearly he did. So no need for y'all to call up here and make any requests. I mean, I could lie to y'all and say, hey, 1-800-585-1051. If you got requests for the People's Choice mix, call now. But the mix is already done. DJ Envy's People's Choice mix up next. It's the Breakfast Club. What?
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Have you taken a close look at the General Insurance yet? Switch to the General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today. The show is coming to a close.
I believe he's coming back tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
He might as well wait till Monday.
That's what I said. Who comes back to work on a Friday? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Well, Envy's one of the silliest humans we've ever met, so I can understand.
But earlier, Charlamagne, when the show started, I was talking about I'm in Atlanta, and I don't know if you've ever gotten an Uber from the airport here, but it's a really long walk from the airport to go and get your Uber. I got a lot of equipment I'm carrying to do this show, my suitcase, my luggage, my backpack, everything. And so it was a struggle for me. But I want to shout out this guy who works in the airport. His name is Kino. He actually was like, let me help you carry those things, and walked me all the way to the Uber. So I just thought it was a nice gesture. I know we always talk about all the negativity in this world, but it's amazing when somebody does something nice for you. So shout out to Kino the Pro for actually just, you know, being helpful. I really, really did appreciate it. I was, when I tell you, struggling. I kept stopping, putting my bags down. My backpack was sliding off my back. It was a mess.
Well, salute to Kino, showing that good Southern hospitality.
He's from Chicago.
Oh.
But he lives here now.
Well, Midwestern hospitality. All right, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Oh, yeah. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today, but he said he'll be back tomorrow. Why he's coming back tomorrow, I have no idea. But you have anything else?
Has anyone spoken to him? Is he okay?
We texted a couple times this week, but I don't even know where Envy is at. I have no idea.
You said the hard eyes. Are you saying the eyes where you like, you know, the two eyeballs looking to the side? Like, where are you?
No, I did the emoji with the tongue out. That means I miss you.
Okay. And you put a peach next to it?
No, just the emoji with the tongue out. Like, you know? No, I said, where you at? And he said, you miss me. And then I sent that emoji. I'm lying, okay? It's a joke, guys. Gosh, relax.
Okay. We don't know.
You got anything else? You got anything else when we get out of here, Yee?
No, that's it for me. I'm actually headed to Orlando, and I want to shout out to my girl Koya in Orlando. We have an event that we are doing together tomorrow, so I want to shout out my girl Koya. I love Koya, so I'll be out there with her in Orlando tomorrow.
Okay. My positive note is simply this. It's coming from one of my favorite Instagram pages, Healing Black Trauma. Healing Black Trauma, they said this morning, never underestimate the power of a person who is healing their trauma. This person has been through the darkest places that the world has to offer and is still standing before you, committed to seeing the light. So be gentle with yourself, because you're meeting parts of yourself you have been at war with all of your life. All right? It's The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.